The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Hello and good morning. Welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Let's get you caught up around the NFL on Tuesday, December 28th. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. We begin with Monday Night Football between the 7-7 Miami Dolphins and the 7-7 New Orleans Saints. The Dolphins headed into this one winners of six in a row. All of a sudden, they're on the playoff bubble, and in a tight AFC, Miami's got a chance to sneak into the playoffs. Both these teams, of course, continue to battle COVID-19, as does the rest of the NFL. There was 106 players placed on the reserve COVID list on Monday as a result of a positive test. That brings the total to 521 players in the month of December. The Saints in a little bit worse shape than the Dolphins headed into this one, as fourth round rookie quarterback Ian Book got his first NFL start. With quarterbacks Trevor Siemian and Taysom Hill both on the COVID-19 reserve list, the Saints had no choice but to turn to the fourth round rookie. Unfortunately, it only took Ian Book until his second professional pass to throw a pick six to Dolphins cornerback Nick Needham.
Here they come. Book able to get rid of it. It's picked off. Intercepted. Nick Needham into the end zone for the pick six. Touchdown, Miami.
It was just that kind of night for Ian Book and the New Orleans Saints. Really not a ton to talk about in this game. Rookie wide receiver Jaylen Waddle has a fantastic performance yet again. 10 catches, 92 yards, and a touchdown. Ian Book finishes 12 of 20 with 135 yards, two interceptions, and he was sacked eight times by the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins, once 1-7, have all of a sudden rattled off seven wins in a row. They climb into the seventh seed in the AFC. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are still trying to keep back-to-back Super Bowl bursts alive in the 2021 season. Of course, they lost wide receiver Chris Godwin to a torn ACL after last week's loss to the Saints. Then they lost Mike Evans. Then they lost Leonard Fournette. Both those players are hopeful to return later this season, though Tampa Bay did add wide receiver Mike Evans to the COVID-19 list on Monday. Also, star pass rusher Shaquille Barrett suffered a sprained MCL and ACL in Sunday's win over the Carolina Panthers, so some good news there. With the Bucs' final two games of the season, Bruce Arians told reporters that it's unlikely Shaquille Barrett will be available for the rest of the regular season, but they are hopeful he will be able to return for the playoffs. The Kansas City Chiefs also caught a huge break on Monday. It was reported by multiple sources that Chiefs running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire is considered week to week with a bruised shoulder. It's going to be challenging for CEH to play on Sunday versus Cincinnati. But good news that it's even a possibility for the Kansas City Chiefs. It was initially feared that Clyde suffered some kind of collarbone injury, but x-rays were negative after the game last night, and then today's MRI confirmed it is nothing more serious than a bruised shoulder. Good news for the Kansas City Chiefs. Philadelphia Eagles running back Miles Sanders unfortunately suffered a broken hand against the New York Giants on Sunday. Sanders has been battling several injuries all season. Head coach Nick Sirianni has already ruled Sanders out for Sunday's contest against the Washington football team, but they're still hopeful that he can return this season as the Eagles fight for a playoff spot. Several players across the league again went on the COVID reserve list on Monday. Bengals backup quarterback Brandon Allen landed on the list. Panthers added four players as well, including star pass rusher Brian Burns and linebacker Shaq Thompson. Chargers head coach Brandon Staley said wide receiver Mike Williams, cornerback Chris Harris, and safety Nasir Adderley are all out for Week 17's contest against the Denver Broncos. That indicates they are all tested positive and are all unvaccinated. It's a huge blow for the Los Angeles Chargers continuing to go through a COVID outbreak as they are currently outside of the playoffs looking in on that bubble. They've really got to win these final two games to make sure they get into the postseason. Rams linebacker Ernest Johnson, who has emerged as a starter midway through the season and has definitely flashed moments of being a playmaker for that defense, suffered a high ankle sprain on Sunday. He is considered week to week with a chance to return for the playoffs. The Rams also announced that running back Darrell Henderson is being placed on injured reserve due to an MCL injury. John McVay did say on Monday that Cam Akers, who tore his Achilles in July, he's got a chance to play this week. He looked really good last week in practice. He did a nice job. I want to make sure that we're smart in checking all the boxes, but I mean, this guy is an impressive guy. That's from Rams coach Sean McVay. Might see Cam Akers make a return to the football field for the Los Angeles Rams. As reported on Monday afternoon, Jaguars general manager Trent Baalke will be retained and will be involved with owner Shad Khan in the search for a new head coach. Baalke will continue to report to Khan and work in sync with the new head coach, who will also have a direct reporting line to Khan. Jaguars in pursuit of a new head coach after letting go of Urban Meyer, but Trent Baalke stays in Jacksonville. Did have a schedule update on Monday for Week 17. The Rams and Ravens game is moving from 4:25 Eastern to 1 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Panthers-Saints is moving from 1 p.m. Eastern to 4:25 Eastern on Fox. By moving Rams and Ravens out of the late window, this allows Cardinals-Cowboys to essentially be a primetime late window game for the NFL. Most of the country will now be viewing that game. The Pittsburgh Steelers gave permission to offensive line coach Adrian Clem to leave the team effective immediately and accept a similar position with the University of Oregon football team. Assistant offensive line coach Chris Morgan will handle the offensive line duties for the remainder of the 2021 season. The Tennessee Titans also placed wide receiver Julio Jones and outside linebacker Bud Dupree on the COVID list on Monday. 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo suffered a right thumb UCL tear along with a fracture. Reportedly, Garoppolo is going to try to tough it out. We'll see if he can go this week, but if he can't, Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan says you could see Trey Lance. Quote, "This last month of Trey has been his best consecutive 4 weeks of practice since we've had him. He's had a number of good days and he's had some bad days, like most guys, but as far as his consistency, I feel this last month has been his best." Could see the 49ers rookie quarterback under center for a Week 17 football game. That's all I got for you on Tuesday, December 28th. Please make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, we ask, as always, that you leave a kind rating and review. Remember, we're in the five-star business. Stay tuned for later today. It's The Oddcast with Rob Stetsguerrera, BLG, as they give you the only 100% accurate power rankings in the NFL. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you soon.